I am loving.
I am fabulous.
I am beautiful.
I am saved.
I am a victor.
I am faithful.
I am devout.
I am accepted.
I am a Christian. I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
I am MCC.
I am MCC.
And I am MCC.
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 Our reading is taken from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 28, verse 16 to 20.
Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had directed them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Parent, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the age."
At dahil ngayon ay Trinity Sunday, ating simula ng ating pag-aaral, pagmumuni-muni at refleksyon para sa araw na ito sa ngalan ng dakilang mailikha, anak, na Espiritu Santo. Amen. So, going through college is not easy. Hindi madali ang magkolehiyo. And it's different from one person to another. It is harder for some than with others. Some people go through a difficult college life because the course that they have taken was forced upon them by their parents. Others had to support themselves as working students, either because they are already alone in life or that their family or parents were too poor to send them through college. Others have difficulty because they still don't know what they really want, what course that they really want, and therefore they move from one course to another, spending more years in college than most people. Going through college is also difficult because as young people, we had to or have to make sense of who we are, what we want, and where we wish to go afterwards. There is also peer pressure. There is the pressure of excellence while having fun with new experiences. We form new bonds of friendship and navigate ourselves through romantic and sexual relationships. We also commit a lot of mistakes and failures. We are disappointed. People disappoint us, but at the same time, we also disappoint other people, especially our loved ones. We wrestle with various kinds of emotions and feelings, various experiences, as well as various standards and expectations. Some don't even graduate or finish college, or delay it for whatever reason. What is your college journey? Ano ang naging buhay kolehiyo niyo? Sa mga nakapagtapos na ng kolehiyo, I actually finished my college 13 years ago, no, sa Universidad ng Santo Tomas. What was your journey? Or kung kayo ay nagka-college in the middle of your college or nagsisimula pa lang sa college, how is your journey so far? How did you persist and how do you plan to persist for those who are still in college or going through college? I wanted to use a kind of journey and story that many of us can relate to and can be transposed. Na pwedeng i-transpose to a greater and wider journey and mission we are all called to travel and do. Today is Trinity Sunday, and the lectionary reading is about the Great Commissioning. The Great Commissioning of the risen Christ. Particularly the one that is in the version of the Gospel of Matthew. right before siyang mawala to return to God, to be in union with God, Jesus commands his disciples to go out into all the nations of the world, proclaiming and teaching people everything that he has commanded them. The word disciple in Greek, no, means follower. But to think, if we come to think of it, a disciple is what you can consider as a student or an apprentice. Siguro, naisip na mga disciples ni Jesus na since there was already a resurrection, nabuhay namang muli siya, tapos na ang kwento. The story ends there. Siguro, naisip na mga disciples ni Jesus na since there was a resurrection, yun na ang end game. I-establish na ni Jesus ang Kingdom of Israel, babaguhin niya ang mundo, tatalunin niya ang Roman Empire. Pababagsakin niya ang Roman Empire. Most likely, they felt and thought that the resurrection of Jesus was the end game, conquering death and proving to them that he is indeed the Messiah, the Son of God. And therefore, they are on the edge of the end of the story and of the journey. After all, journeying with Jesus, they experienced every form of hardship and toil, following a peasant preacher and prophet who travels by foot or by boat all around Galilee. They themselves had to wrestle with their doubts, with their fears, and even with their disappointments. Disappointment even towards Jesus, doubts towards Jesus. They also had to wrestle with their own failures, with their own mistakes, and with their, especially when they abandoned, denied, and betrayed Jesus, letting him die alone. When Christ was resurrected, they didn't really know how to make sense of what they were witnessing. Di nila alam, no? Maski nung na-resurrect na si Jesus, they didn't know what to make sense, how to make sense of what they were witnessing and experiencing. Although at some point, of course, they rejoice. They rejoice that Christ was risen because he has already conquered not only death, hindi lang sa na-overcome na ni Jesus yung kamatayan, it proves to them that he is over and above the Roman Empire, the one that tortured and killed him. It would have been easy for the disciples to also think and expect that the resurrection of Jesus is their graduation, the end of their journey and story. Jesus will now change the world in a snap. Pabagoy ni Jesus ang mundo in a snap. Ang biglaan. Yun yung kanilang marahil iniisip. To their great surprise, Jesus bids farewell. And not only that, he commissions them to go far beyond the borders of their land. Go forth, all to the nations. Go out into the nations. They are asked to go to places and peoples they are not familiar with. The graduation speech of the risen Christ is but a beginning to new journeys, new challenges, and new stories. It is here that I also invoke, sa puntong ito, I want to invoke the powerful, and I would say, spirit-filled graduation speech of the famous writer and storyteller Ricky Lee.
Ikatlo at huling maipapayo ko, makisangkot ka. Ang buhay na hindi inilaan sa kapakanan ng iba ay parang lantang gulay o bilisang isda na walang nakinabang. Huwag kang kuripot. Ibigay mo ang buhay mo sa iba, maski napaminsan-minsan lang. Pumunta ka sa mga bukid, sa mga minahan, sa mga bundok, sa mga batang lansangan, sa mga home for the aged, sa mga inulila ng digmaan. Magtanong ka kung anong may tutulong mo. Magkaroon ka ng boses, ng opinyon. Mundo mo ito, di ka parang hanging nagdaan lang, mag-iwan ka ng marka. Yang hawak mong diploma, para yan sa iba, hindi yan para sa'yo.
So Ricky Lee, after telling his own life story, yung kanyang sariling buhay at yung kanyang pagsusumikap na makatapos sa kolehiyo, he tells us of two important things. Well, actually, tatlo. He gives three lessons. But I want to go to the last lesson that he mentioned. Sabi niya, makipamuhay at makisangkot kahit paminsan-minsan lang. Dahil ang buhay na hindi laan para sa iba ay parang bilasang isda na walang kwenta, hindi pinakinabangan ng iba. Ito ang hamon niya sa mga estudyanteng nagtatapos. Nagtatapos na sa kolehiyo at magsisimula na ng kanilang bagong buhay at bagong paglalakbay. Magsisimula na rin magpanday ng mga panibagong kwento ng kanilang buhay. One can say that Ricky is sending the graduating students with a commissioning similar to what Christ was asking his followers to do. The ascension of Jesus is not the end, but a beginning for the disciples and anyone who chooses to follow and be associated with Jesus. A new story, a new beginning, a new journey. It is not the end. A graduation is not an end, but a beginning to a bigger and wider journey and a story of life. Both of them, Jesus and Ricky Lee, urging all of us, especially the young, to journey further not only for one's own self, but also for others, to participate in the betterment of the world. Ang tema natin ngayon sa Pride Month 2020, and with everything that has been going on and everything that is unfolding at this time, is that we are called to push on and not allow ourselves to be pushed back. To be pushed back by bullies, and by the enormity of the task that we have. Ang tema ngayong taon ay sulong. Sulong, huwag patinag. Yan ang sigaw ng Pride ngayong taon. The movement for peace based on justice and compassion is a long and protracted journey. A long and protracted struggle that has been ongoing for approximately 5,000 to 7,000 years. As Christians, the story of Jesus and of Christianity is included in this struggle and ongoing story. As LGBT people, we are also part of that ongoing story and struggle. The question is whether we wish to intentionally take part of the journey and of the story. If we are willing to carry on the commissioning of Jesus, that is reflected today in the commissioning of Ricky Lee. The activists and advocates, being humans that they are, that we are, like going through college, like the disciples going through the mission of Jesus, will definitely commit mistakes. All of us will commit mistakes and will fail from time to time. There will be challenges and obstacles along the way. The enemy we are fighting is far bigger and better, far more powerful, and have all the resources they need. Some friends will fail us and disappoint us. Sometimes we will fail our friends and our colleagues. Small victories will be hampered by some losses and failures. We will navigate through the difficult situations, and certainly we will navigate through difficult people. We will be sick and feel hopeless. We will feel anger and grief when friends and comrades are incarcerated, tortured, and even murdered. We have the difficult job of making sense of all our fears, doubts, and failures as individuals and as a collective. Just like in college, just like the followers of Jesus, Just like the many stories, movies, and even animation series we have come to love over the decades and even the centuries past. Stories like Legends of Narnia, Lord of the Rings, or more recently, Voltes 5, Martial Law. Lately, ang medyo kinahuhumalingan ko ay yung Avatar. Avatar, The Last Airbender. And for some younger folks who grew up with Naruto, cartoons na Naruto, paborito yun ng bunso kong kapatid eh. Again, journeying and struggling for justice will never be easy or comfortable, just like college. But we have two promises from Jesus. We will never be alone. Yan ang sabi niya. I am with you always until the end of time. And number two, sa version naman ng Gospel of Luke, he says that we will receive power from on high. And in the Gospel of John, sabi niya, I will not leave you orphaned. I will give you an advocate, a helper, the Holy Spirit. This is the two promises of Jesus. We will never be alone. He is with us always. And that we have power and helper from on high, the Holy Spirit. This is expressed and manifested in our own personal lives and in the many stories we love, through the many friends, family, and colleagues that we will meet along the way, who will journey with us and co-write new chapters of our story and the story for justice and liberation. The journey and mission for equal rights for LGBTs is a long journey ahead. The voyage and mission for a truly just and peaceful world is all the more far and long. I hope we choose to have our lives and journeys to be weaved together into that bigger journey and story. I hope we listen and respond to Ricky Lee's wisdom, makisangkot, makipamuhay, at ilaan ang buhay para sa iba. The very same thing that Jesus demands and commands those who claim to follow Him. As LGBTs and as Christians, I pray and hope that we will push on and not allow bullies to push us back. Nawa patuloy nating piliin at isabuhay ang hamon ni Kristo at ni Ricky Lee. Nawa ang ating pagkilos at paglalakbay ay magpatuloy kasama ang isa't isa na ang sigaw at silakbo ng damdamin, sulong, huwag patinag. At dahil ngayon ay Trinity Sunday, hayaan niyong mag-pronounce ako ng isang blessing para sa inyong lahat. Lalo na sa panahon ngayon ng pandemya at naglumalalang pasismo sa ating bayan. Nawa dumaloy sa inyong buhay at pakikibaka ang pag-ibig, ang kalakasan at pag-asa ng ating Panginoon. Nawa ang pagpapalang dakilang may likha, ang umaalab na pag-ibig ni Kristo, at ang liwanag ng pakikiisa ng Diwang Banal ay sumainyo ngayon at magpakailanman. Siya nawa. Amen.